Nothing much happens in Waiting for Godot, Samuel Beckett's richly bizarre 1953 play about two friends waiting, waiting, waiting for the arrival of someone named Godot, a guy whose appearance will change their lives forever. Possibly, or possibly not. All Estragon and Vladimir know is that Godot has promised to meet them, and they need to wait until he gets there. They talk, they debate, they engage in who's-on-first-style verbal pyrotechnics, and they chat with the occasional passers-by, who always seem to be the same two people, a rich guy named Pazzo and his exhausted servant Lucky. Mostly, though, Estragon and Vladimir wait and wait and wait. When the play was first performed, audiences were deeply divided, and literal fistfights broke out in the theater. Battles between those who believed the play was some sort of theatrical hoax and those who saw Waiting for Godot as a brilliant, game-changing obliteration of audience expectations, a philosophical fable about the meaning and meaninglessness of life. The truth is, Waiting for Godot is all of that, wrapped up in one gorgeously strange puzzle box of a play. It's treasures waiting for anyone willing to set aside whatever notions they might have about what theater is. Waiting for Godot, now exactly 60 years after its debut, is one of those plays everyone should experience at least once. And thanks to Mill Valley's Marin Theater Company, you now have an opportunity to see Beckett's offbeat masterpiece in a memorably entertaining production, running through February 17th. Director Jason Minidakis gives the play an immaculate, beautifully stylized staging, working subtly effective wonders, striking a perfect balance between vaudeville-style laughter and real compassionate heartache. Vladimir and Estragon might be clowns, after all, but it's hard not to feel for them, scuffling about in their ill-fitting clothes, waiting alongside an empty road with little more than a rock and a tree to gaze at. Actor Mark Bedard, acclaimed for his work with the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, plays Vladimir as a man whose brain is always at work, even though his kidneys are not. Adopting a constant feet-to-the-floor shuffle, Bedard never lets us forget the physical discomfort of his character. As Estragon, Mark Anderson Phillips is equally wonderful, bringing a childlike innocence to his role, alternating between bright flashes of optimism and deep despair. The imperious bypasser Pazzo is played by a mesmerizing James Carpenter, and Ben Johnson is astonishing as the world-weary Lucky, who delivers one of the most breathtakingly complex and outrageously lyrical monologues ever written for an actor. So, is this all a metaphor for life? A theatrical Rorschach test? A paradoxical parody of the absurdities of existence? Of course, but it's also the simple story of two longtime friends questioning whether they'd be better off apart than together, ultimately recognizing that it's the tiny everyday surprises, little occurrences that make today different from yesterday, that make it possible to face all of our tomorrows, and that facing them with someone you care about, even a bum in badly fitting shoes, is a whole lot better than facing them alone. Waiting for Godot runs Tuesday through Sunday through February 17th at Marin Theater Company, marintheater.org. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.